Now with an update on local and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks, Wanda. Good morning again. The trial of the Miami-Dade woman accused of killing her 5-year-old foster child, Relia Wilson, is now underway. And as Marva Hinton tells us, the girl's disappearance led to major reforms in how the state deals with children in its care.
Relia was placed with Geraldine Graham and her domestic partner in April of 2000 by the Department of Children and Families. It was April of 2002 when DCF realized that Relia was missing. That was a year after the 5-year-old was last seen. Her caseworker had been lying about checking up on her. Graham's defense argues that someone with DCF took the girl away for treatment and never brought her back. Relia's body has never been found, and Graham's attorney says the state cannot prove the child is dead. Prosecutors say Graham hated the child, referring to her as it. They plan to call a jailhouse inmate who says the 66-year-old woman admitted to killing the girl. Since Relia's disappearance, child casework has been privatized in the state, and tougher laws have been passed against falsifying child welfare reports. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Florida lawmakers have filed their first bills of the season. Among them is another attempt to ban texting while driving in the state. As Ariana Prothero tells us, Republican State Senator Nancy Dietert has been pushing the measure for the last couple of years.
If this year's bill passes, drivers would not be allowed to type or read texts and emails while driving. They could still use GPS devices and map apps. Violations would result in a $30 fine, but drivers could not be pulled over for texting only. They'd have to be pulled over for some other reason first. Opponents in the past have said the texting ban infringes on personal freedom. The proposal almost made it through the Senate last year. Former House Speaker Dean Cannon blocked the measure in his chamber, and two other lawmakers who have opposed the bill in the past are no longer in the legislature. Florida is one of only 5 states that does not have some sort of ban on texting while driving, according to the National Conference on State Legislatures. I'm Ariana Prothero in Miami.
New Florida Senate President Don Gates has filled several key positions in his leadership team with fellow Republicans. The appointments announced yesterday by the Niceville lawmaker include Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto of Fort Myers as majority leader and Senator John Thrasher, a former House Speaker from St. Augustine, as the Rules Committee chairman. We'll hear about what else is happening in Tallahassee post-election and pre-session with Tampa Bay Times Capitol Bureau Chief Steve Bosquet coming up at 7:34. A Guatemalan man has been charged with falsely reporting a bomb after he jokingly claimed to have dynamite in his luggage at Miami International Airport. Miami-Dade police say Concourse J was partially evacuated yesterday, according to an arrest report, when a ticket agent at TACA Airlines asked 63-year-old Alejandro Hurtado if he had any hazardous materials. Hurtado told the agent he had dynamite. The agent told Hurtado he was calling police, even though he said he was only joking. Bomb officers responded, searched the bag, found no explosives, but did take Hurtado into custody. The incident caused minor inbound and outbound delays for international flights at MIA. From the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.